Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isang katakam-takam na umaga po ang hatid namin sa inyo dahil pag-uusapan natin ang mga putahing Pinoy na tiyak miss na miss nyo na. Syempre excited ako dyan na tiyak gugutumin namin kayo dahil kasama ko po ngayong umaga sa Mr. Will Mahusay ng Sydney Cibulacion. Good morning, Sir Will.
Magandang umaga. Happy Hearts Day.
At wait, there's more. Makakapanayam din po natin ang nag-iisang lechon diva na sa kabilang linya po mula sa Pilipinas. Miss Dedet De La Fuente of Pipita's Kitchen. Good morning!
Good morning! Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat!
Talaga namang wala nang ikagaganda pa ang umaga kapag masarap na pagkain ang ating pag-uusapan. Speaking of pagkain, hindi ba sa lahat ng klase ng okasyon, lalo na pag sinabing Pinoy na okasyon, hindi pwedeng mawala ang magic word, ang lechon?
Yes.
Ayan, tama. Ano nga ba ang magic o gayuma na dala ng lechon sa mga Pilipino? Para sa'yo, Sir Will.
Cibulacion has always been, I suppose, that celebratory centerpiece in every gathering, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, whether it's baptism, birthdays, or anniversaries. Yes. But yeah, cibulacion has always been that iconic centerpiece. And this morning I'm so happy to be with you and the one and only lechon diva representing,
yes.
you know, that Asia's best dish in 2014. Her lechon is amazing.
Para naman sa ating lechon diva, ano pong laman na gayuma ng lechon ninyo?
Well, I would like to think ang gayuma ng lechon ko is that it's a modern day lechon. Niluluto ko siya na ayon sa modern cuisine, like nilalagyan ko ng truffle rice,
mm-hmm.
nilalagyan ko ng taba ng talangka rice. Yun, I think yun yung gayuma ng aking...
Yum.
Sarap, diba? Ito yung ulam na may kanin na, diba? Yung iba kasi, diba, kanin na may ulam. Pero ito yung ulam, pero may kanin na kasama.
I shouldn't have skipped breakfast this morning.
Yes. Para sa inyo namang dalawa, Sir Will and Miss Dedet, ano pa yung mga paborito nyong alaala kapag napapag-usapan itong lechon o yung mga pagkaing Pilipino?
Oh, where do we start? Tita Dedet, do you wanna start?
Well, okay. If it's a celebration, kailangan pag Pinoy, there has to be a lechon.
Yes.
So, that's why lechon, when you see a lechon, it means happiness. It means being with friends, being with family. So, I would like to think it's the best way of showing the world how beautiful our food is. That's one of the happiest Filipino food, yung lechon.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brings a lot of people together, for sure.
Yes. Totoo
like
yan.
Hungry people.
Totoo yan. Hungry people. Pag sinabi nga nating lechon, pangalan pa lang, maiisip mo na agad yung lutong, yung juiciness, yung limang
aroma,
nang,
amoy.
Yung amoy. What more kung makikita mo na yan sa harap mo, di ba?
Yes, totoo
And
yan.
Eto, balita ko, marami tayong ganap ngayong mga susunod na araw at kung saan magiging bida ang lechon, lalong-lalo na ni Miss Lechon Diva, ni Tita Dedet, ang millennial tita natin, di ba, Tita Dedet?
Yes, that's me!
Very millennial.
Gusto ko yung millennial yes. tita.
Yeah, I'm excited. Excited ako na dalhin sa Sydney and Melbourne ang Tita's Lechon. It's my first time to visit Sydney. My second time to visit Melbourne. But I'm so looking forward kasi gusto kong pakita sa mga taga-Sydney ang modern day Filipino lechon.
Yes.
Wow. Ano ang pinagkaiba ng Pipita's lechon sa ibang lechon?
Siguro ang kakaiba sa kanya is no one has dared stuff a lechon yeah. with what I do. Usually kasi we do it like herbs. Favorite ng daddy ko yan eh, yung Bulacan lechon. Ang laman ng Bulacan lechon is sampalok leaves, iba-ibang herbs. But naisip ko lang, ang very first lechon na ginawa ko ay nilagyan ko ng binagoongan rice.
Wow.
Kasi favorite ko ang bagoong rice. So, it was a success. So, after noon, I came up with sisig rice. No, ang sarap din, ang daming may gusto. Maraming, pinasali na ako sa ultimate taste test of Anton Diaz, Our Awesome Planet. And it was highly rated, ang daming nagsabi, sobrang sarap. So, that's how I started. Hindi ko naman binalak gawing business ito. Gusto ko lang magluto para sa pamilya at kaibigan ko. But, ayun, in-invite ako na sumali doon. So, yun, that's why it's different. Lutuin ko lang yung gusto ko. So, so far, I have 21 stuffing.
Wow.
Wow.
I've only tried one.
Well, you have to try all of them.
Parang ang hirap mamili nun, ano? 21, tapos lahat masasarap.
Wow.
Yung pinaka, I call it my ultimate lechon, rich man's lechon, is... Ang laman niya is truffle rice with foie gras.
Wow.
So, ginawa ko yon. Oo, kasi nung pumunta si Adam Richman sa bahay ko para i-shoot yung degustation ko, naisip ko, what would be a rich man's lechon? I think it would be hard to top yung may foie gras at my gold leaf sa balat.
Man versus food.
Yes, many people will know of Martha Stewart.
Yes.
And Tita, do you wanna share the experience? And
yeah.
And also you had the late Anthony Bourdain, who had the privilege of going to you. And then you've even got your suki, yung mga suki mo dyan sa Philippines, sila Ate Shawi.
Okay. So, Martha Stewart visited Manila late last year. So, I'm so happy because when she tasted my lechon, she had two servings of aking truffle lechon. And then she looked at me, kasi she was two seats away, and she tells me, your food is so good. And I, you know, talagang you can see that she enjoyed the lechon that she tasted, the pepitas lechon that she tasted. So, wow, blown away with that. And then, lucky again that Anthony Bourdain on his last visit to Manila got to taste my lechon, twice. And then, when it was served to him and Sito of Singapore, kinamay na. Kasi I cook only the leche, so kinamay niya. Mm-hmm. Kain siya, ang dami niya nakain, and then yung natira, he asked his staff to take out, to make home niya yung tira. And then on
balot.
His IG story, yes, balot. And then on his IG story, yung last, he focused, he took a video of my lechon and he said goodbye Manila, and it was my lechon that he featured. So, grabe. And then Sharon Cuneta loves my truffle lechon. She has already, she posted it in her IG. And then si Ding Dong Dantes and Marian Rivera. Dami. Si GMA, pati mga politicians. Si President Duterte loves my kare-kare. So, I think food, doesn't really should no politics, no
bounds.
Parang, yes, parang basta pag food, the happiness. And I'm so happy that Pepitas is one of those that when people have special guests, they make sure that they get to try the food from my kitchen. So, yun yung mga nakakatabang pusong moments.
Yes.
Kasi I never thought it. Yeah, but I guess I will take the role of being the one and only lechon diva.
Ayan, nasa iyo ang corona.
Yes, I totally agree.
Tama.
agree.
Yeah, so yun.
Yes, and yes. Talagang drooling na po kami dito, palunok-lunok na lang.
Really hungry.
Dinidescribe pa lang ni Ms. Dedet yung ano, yung lechon niya talaga namang natatakam na talaga kami. And ito, ikaw pa Sir Will, since Cebu lechon naman ang specialty ninyo, ano pa yung pinagkaiba naman ng Cebu lechon with other lechons?
For me, it's definitely the aromatics that mm-hmm. goes inside na sa loob ng baboy uh-huh. in the cavity. Cebu lechon, the major difference between, you know, most of the other lechons that I've tried, for example, I've even tried the Babi Guling, which is the Balinese version. Yeah. And it looks the part in terms of Cebu lechon or the Filipino lechon from the outside. But yung kinakat namin siya, tapos we're obviously devouring the meat. The first thing that I did was inaamoy ko. Kulang sa amoy yung Babi Guling. So mm-hmm. straight away, that's the big difference already in terms of Cebu lechon and for example, the Babi Guling. Both have, you know, good flavors, but again, different sets of flavors.
Aroma talaga yung yeah. pinaka.
The, yeah, because Cebuanos really stuff it with a lot of aromatics.
Yes. And aside from lechon, alam ko napakarami ninyong pagkakas at mga putahe na gustong ihanda at gusto yes. niyong ipatikim sa mga Australian.
Yes.
At ito, ano ba yung naiisip ninyo or nakikita ninyong patok sa panlasa ng mga Australiano?
For me, as far as what I've seen in the last, you know, 1 year at the mm-hmm. restaurant in Newtown, is that they really love roast pork. Because, you know, roast pork, hindi naman siya, it's not foreign to foreigners. Roast pork is quite common in, you know, Europe, in America, and mm-hmm. all over the world. But it's our version of roast pork that sets the Filipino roast pork apart, like compared to other, like European roast pork, where you need applesauce para to enhance the mm-hmm. flavor, for example, or mustard and things like that. Whereas the Filipino roast pork or lechon or Cebu lechon for this specific example, wala na talagang ganun, no applesauce, no mustard really needed kasi it's already full in flavor. So, you know, we serve other dishes like, you know, the crispy Bicol Express, the mixed yeah. vegetables or pinakbet, mm-hmm. lechon kawale, which is, again, a very common sort of dish all around the world. You just deep fry the pork.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, they love pork in general. They love roast pork. Mm. Yeah, they can really relate to that. Parang Sunday roast pork, but the next level. Yeah.
Okay, oh, naman talagang aabangan nila yung pagdating dito ni Lechon Diva this coming March. And Miss Dedet, ano itong mga inihanda mo na mga putahe para sa iyong pagdating dito sa Sydney?
Because lechon is not just about lechon. Sinespecialize namin ang Filipino food. So, bukod sa lechon, madali ko ang aking shrimp gulong-gulong.
Wow.
Why gulong-gulong? Gugulong-gulong kayo sa sala.
Ayun, yun naman pala yun. Oo nga, matry nga natin yan at magpagulong-gulong yeah. tayo.
Napagulong yan si Will. Nagustuhan ni Will yung...
Yeah, I remember. Wow. I had a gulong-gulong at your place last year and it's so true. Like,
mapapagulong ka talaga sa sarap.
Like literally.
Nakaka-excite naman yan. Pagulong-gulong tayo. Tapos ito, oh, diba, may shrimp. So aside sa pork, may mga seafood dishes pala na naka-ready.
Yes. Yes. And my kare-kare, Will requested that I cook my kare-kare kasi I call it KKK kare-kare kasoy.
Cashew nut, right?
Yes, yes. And then I will also, I'm bringing my super suman.
It was
included in the best desserts list of mm-hmm. the Philippine Inquirer. So, dadalhin ko yan dyan sa Sydney.
Ayan, para matikman nila yung pastillas at chocnut na kasama nung sukman, di ba?
Yes.
Nakakatakam naman. Ayan, so sana yung mga tagapakinig natin dyan, paghandaan nyo na ngayong March, bubusugin kayo ng Sydney Cebu Lechon at ng Pepita's Kitchen sa pangunguna ni Ms. Dedet de la Fuente at ni Sir Will Mahusay. Eto, so patuloy natin pinag-uusapan ng iba't ibang mga pagkain Pinoy na talaga namang katakam-takam. Pero alam nyo ba na hindi lamang sa pagkain umiikot ang buhay ni Sir Will at ni Miss Dedet, dahil itong kanilang mga ginagawa ay may mga kaakibat din na magandang gawain or may mga beneficiaries din sila at for a cause din yung iba nilang mga activities. Pwede mo ba kaming bigyan ng konting information tungkol dito sa mga advocacies ninyo?
So for Sydney Cebulichon, we have always believed and saw ourselves as, you know, more than just a restaurant, more than just an eatery. We're hashtag, you know, more than just lechon.
Yeah.
We believe ourselves as a platform for positivity. So, you know, practical examples is that we've had multiple Mabuhay Nights that was put together by the Filipino Food Movement Australia. The first one at our place, and second one at Sizzling Fila with Chef Nina. The third one was back at our place. We've had the Thorny Fruit Co., who's a startup, sort of like a connoisseur service for exotic fruits. Barong at Bestida, Miss Vanessa, you know, she's also a startup, and we offered our place as a platform for her to really showcase her Barong at Bestida range, which was a success. You know, and then last year, our first participation with Tita Dedet, Lechon Diva, who really puts a grand, parang extravagant at the Manila Hotel, sa Champagne Ballroom, which is her annual wheelchair fundraising dinner. And we're so happy to be part of that last year, 2019. And as I mentioned to you, Tita, that we, you know, we will continue to be behind you. It's a full extravagant dinner, but for an amazing cause.
Project Wheelchair Cafe. I have three daughters, no? Lauren, Riley, Aliora. Project Wheelchair was started by my two daughters, Lilea and Riora, when their Ate Lauren passed away. My eldest daughter passed away when she was 13. So on her first death anniversary, they thought of giving a wheelchair to a child who couldn't afford one. So I told them, just join the food event, and I told them to just sell what they wanted to sell, and the proceeds will buy wheelchairs. So they were able to see my bunso, she made her chocolate happiness, and Silileya naman made her butter beer.
Wow.
So with the proceeds for the weekend, they were able to buy 2 second-hand wheelchairs, around 5,000 pesos ang nakita nila. So the next year, this time, they were able to sell more, and they were able to raise mga 5 wheelchairs. So the next year, sa house na namin, we invited 11 chefs. They donated their dishes. Each person who will dine will donate a wheelchair. So it became a bigger thing. So for the past 5 years, we've been very fortunate for Manila Hotel by the Yap family. They let us use the beautiful Champagne Room. And we raise at least 200 wheelchairs a night.
Amazing.
Which we give from Marawi, the soldiers, everyone. Anyone who needs it, we give a wheelchair. So in memory of Lauren, my eldest daughter, yeah, that's our advocacy.
I'm sure your daughter will be very
super,
happy and proud.
Super, yeah.
Yeah. Kasi nakakataba ng puso, hindi lang nakakataba ng tiyan, no? Nakakataba
yes.
ng puso itong ginagawa ninyo. At ito, matanong lang natin, kasi diba sa mga masisipag magluto, mahilig magluto, dumating na ba kayo sa point na parang napagod din kayo sa kitchen?
For me, no.
Oh,
yeah, as a matter of fact, personally, I tend to be more curious in terms of what other dishes that we can, you know, pwede namin ilagay sa menu to offer to the general public. So, you know, it keeps me more curious to do more R&D, research and development.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about you, Miss Dedet?
Ako naman, hindi kasi, you know, cooking for me is so much fun. Diba nga, I never really intended this to be a business. It all started because I always invite my friends over to my house. So I enjoy what I do, just like Will. And I guess if you enjoy what you're doing, it's not really work. So do I ever get tired? Not really. It's fun. fun.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
So, nandun talaga yung passion yeah. at puso para sa pagluluto.
Yeah, you know, your curiosity just opens up mm-hmm. to other avenues of yes. food because, you know, with over 7,100 islands in the Philippines, I'm sure there's hundreds of recipes to make adobo, for example.
Oh, yeah. Ito, meron na bang sumubok na, kasi kayo, medyo intimidating kapag kayo yung makikita sa kusina, laging kayo yung pinagluluto, kayo yung kailangan maghahain para sa kanila. Pero meron na bang sumubok na ipagluto kayo or gumawa ng dish para sa inyo?
Naalala ko na. Let me answer first. I remember my isang year that my daughters cooked for me and it was a very, very special Valentine's Day.
Wow!
One, yung isa, nag-bake siya ng parang big giant cookie with hearts. Wow. Yung isa naman, ulam. Oh, no, my gosh. Ngayon ko lang naalala. Thank you for asking. Kasi, other than them, parang wala.
Pero, di ba? Kasi may minsan na nati-take for granted or minsan hindi na napapansin ng iba, lalo na kayo yung laging star ng kusina. So, paano naman, anong feeling naman na kapag kayo yung ipinapagluto?
It's obviously a really good change mm-hmm. and very refreshing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's, you know, therapeutic. mm-hmm. At home.
Yeah.
So my partner, Chris, you know, he's been sous-vide-ing a lot of things, like sous-vide chicken breast especially.
Wow.
You know, with that sort of technology, he does come up with flavor, you know, full-flavored mm-hmm. dishes. And whenever I come home and I get to try some of his cooking, then I'm like, oh, wow. It's like, you know, for you know, it's good for a change.
So, ayan, kung nakikinig man po kayo, mga mahal sa buhay, ni Miss Dedet at ni Sir Will, alam nyo na kung paano sila pasasayahin ngayong araw na to. Pag-usapan naman natin yung mga darating pa na mga events kasi alam ko, sunod-sunod at maraming yes. mga nakalinya para sa pagdating nyo dito.
Okay, so just a little bit more about yung information, which is available on our website anyway. Mm-hmm. The Sydney Cebu Lechon and the amazing, incomparable Lechon Diva, our get-together collab is on the 23rd of March, dinner 24th as well as the 25th, so 3 nights siya. So really it starts from 6 p.m. for your meet and greet arrival, 6:30 to 8:30 is our dinner service, and you can expect a really over-the-top 8-course degustation, over-the-top in flavor yun, mm-hmm. like you know, nagulong-gulong ka sa sarap.
Ayan.
With every dish. Followed by that...
may space ba tayo dun para sa paggulong-gulong natin pag natikman nila?
Yeah, there's maybe about 3 square meters Ayan. Of space that you can utilize. But all of the details there. And this collaboration, I remember when when we were at your house last year, and then I said to you, you know, I'm gonna invite you to Sydney, to Australia, to do a collab. And then almost 1 year later, here we are. So, you know, it's coming to fruition. Get your tickets online. We're almost halfway there in terms of seating capacity, full. And then, of course, with the Entree Pinays.
Yes.
Okay, so with the Entree Pinays, that's March 29, and that's also together with the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. Mm-hmm. The Entree Pinays has put together an event, the Barrio Laneway Festival, and you've got Chef Ross McNay from Rice Paper Sister, John Rivera, who was the winner of the Australian Pacific Young Chef of the Year San Pellegrino, and just to name a couple, and of course you've got the Lechon Diva participating there
yes.
also, and that's again put together by the Entree Pinays. That's mm-hmm. March 29 down in Melbourne with the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival.
Siguradong pipilahan.
Yes, ito, they're sold out already.
Oh wow!
Entree Pinays, the tickets for the Barrio Laneway Festival March 29 is sold out.
That's great news. And nabigyan tayo ng maraming pagkakataon para ipakita at ipatikim sa buong mundo ang sarap ng pagkaing Pilipino. Gaano kaimportante para sa inyo ang mag-join ng mga ganitong event at pumunta sa iba't ibang lugar to showcase Filipino food?
You know, the tagline of the Tika's Kitchen is together we make lechon and Filipino food a global sensation.
Wow.
So, gaano ka importante? Napaka-importante. Because that's the only way that the other nations, the other people would learn about Filipino food, diba? If they get to taste it. So, we try to bring Filipino food, my lechon and my other food specialties, to different countries, different cities at the time. So, I'm looking forward to bringing my specialties to Sydney and Melbourne.
Wow, napaka-inspiring, nakakagutom, drooling yung...
Definitely yung nakakagutom.
Usapang ito. Pero syempre, bago po tayo magtapos sa ating masaya at nakakagutom na kwentuhan, bigyan niyo muna po sana ng mensahe ang mga Pilipino, lalo na yung mga nandito sa Australia, at sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig ngayon, kung paano ba nila masusuportahan yung inyong mga advocacies. At ito pong pinaglalaban natin na sana ay matikman ng lahat ang mga pagkaing Pinoy.
Okay, so for me, I would encourage everybody to, whenever kayo, anyone wants to go out to try Filipino food, go there with an open mind and really put on your top of mind that you're going out there to experience new things. Because I think the most important thing for all of us, including myself in the past, I used to go to restaurants and would say, bakit, the flavor of, I don't know, like tinola is like this, or mm-hmm. or sinigang, it's not the way, it's not how my mom does it or how my lola does it. So the moment I do that, parang obviously you're not going to be happy with that, right? Because you're looking for your lola or your mom's recipe. But so I changed that mindset and started to think, this is their interpretation. Mm-hmm. This is the cook or the chef's interpretation, and you enjoy it as it is. And when you do that, when I started to shift my mindset like that, then I had a more enjoyable time going out eating at, you know, let's shift the mindset to appreciate more of the food that's presented to us by that chef or by that cook, and just enjoy the experience altogether, and you know, continue to support Filipino food, because if we're not going to do that, then who will?
Oh, yeah. Napakagandang advice. How about you, Tita Dedet?
Yes, I think I always say that for Filipino food to make it to the world stage, it has to continue to evolve. The way we cook a certain dish doesn't have to be the way it needs to be cooked in the next 100 years.
Yes.
So I feel, and I am with Will, we should be able to eat Filipino food with an open mind and open heart. Little changes, that's fine, because we want to be able to attract more people to our cuisine. Huh? So yes, for Filipino food to make it to the world stage, it must continue to evolve. And that's what Sydney Cebu Lechon is doing and the Pitas Lechon is doing. So, yeah.
Maraming salamat, Sir Will Mahusay of Sydney Cebu Lechon.
Maraming salamat po. Maraming salamat for inviting us here.
And ang nag-isang lechon diva, Miss Dedet, maraming salamat.
Thank you. Maraming salamat and see you soon, Sydney.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.